facing, coming out of the break and having this back-to-back, I know the back-to-back should have been new, but is there any way you manage it differently? Everybody had a break, but then you had to go hard last night in a close game. How does that impact it on the next night?
You know, everybody's schedule is different all year. I don't know how you treat it any differently than back-to-back. I think for us, as much as anything, just continue to incorporate new guys. So, chance to play another game gives us a chance to do that, you know, in a game setting. If we had time to practice, we'd be trying to work on things that we thought we needed to work on. So, it is different, a few different situations, but I don't know. What is necessary and preferable to the other. More than anything, we can't control it. So that's the biggest thing. If you can't control something, it doesn't really do what you spend too much time thinking about.
Coach, just with the way Miami wants to play, drives isolations, what did you take from previous times you played them when it comes to defending them tonight, and what's new in perspective and new personnel?
You know, I think the first thing is the pace, you know, and their ability to advance the ball with, you know, multiple handlers, to do it with the pass. I think they're unique in passing ahead. They also pass across the floor, which forces your defense to shift, and, you know, they're going to get an advantage that way when they get in the paint. And I think you have to. You have to prevent them from getting in there, and when that does happen, you know, to be disciplined, to not overhelp in situations. But yeah, I mean, it fits who they are as a team. You've got guys that are strong drivers, you know, good passers and good shooters, and you know, they make each other better. You know, they play off each other and create for each other.
You mentioned that, you know, so much of this is activated by the new guys taking everything one day at a time. How much do you look at to when you want this team to hit their stride, you know, coming out of the break and when you want to play the best guy?
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, to set a hard fast, you know, deadline. Usually, you know, even in the course of the game, there'll be times when you're more fluid than others. You know, we hope that Jonathan Kuminga or JK is going to be with us again soon, so there's, you know, that process is kind of is ongoing. But, you know, clearly, you know, we're not early in the season, and we're not quite at the end yet, but there's enough games for us to, you know, to work at it. And I think the things that we can control while that, you know, when we're talking about that, usually we're talking about offense. What we did last night, I thought we defended pretty well. If we can defend collectively, you know, that takes pressure off some of those offensive situations that generally take more time. They're more nuanced. You know, guys getting to know how to play with one another. The big part of it is figuring out combinations and rotations. You know, I think, you know, starting lineups and rotations, you know, I'm not saying we're going to start different lineups, but I do think that, you know, it's unusual. It's half our team, you know, from before the break. So there's some guys that, you know, we're grounded with. So that's a little dramatic. You know, guys are growing as players, and, you know, I think the key thing for us is to, you know, let's see how good we can be, and to not set a ceiling on that. But there's an urgency given the time of the season. But I think it also has to be, you know, you have to have. Be pragmatic about some level of patience with what you're seeing.
Hey, Coach, after last night's win, you said that this is a selfless group, and you had to figure out how to play on After last night's win, you said that this is a selfless group, and
yeah.
It's just figuring out how to play unselfishly. Do you feel like you saw that last night? Do you make that more point of emphasis, you know, going forward?
Yeah, I think we saw it. I think it can be better, you know, and something we space better when you have. Yeah, just as an example, get somebody that's creating and is looking to pass, but, you know, who the person they're trying to pass to isn't in the right spot, they can't pass it to them. So I think that cohesion you know, can be even more of a catalyst to have that happen. You know, I think it's crucial for my team to play that way. You got guys that they need each other. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we feel like some level of dependence on the teammate is weakness. I don't think that's the case. And we have to embrace that as a team and make plays for each other.
Quinn, over here. 27 minutes for Zach last night, which is the most he's played in a while. I was wondering if there was anything in particular he did that you thought kind of kept him on the floor?
He guarded him and he crashed the offensive boards. You know, the things that it's easy to get hung up on, you know, stats. And what Zach did last night was what we wanted him to do and what he's got to keep doing. His first bucket was an offensive rebound. You throw yourself into the game, and now you're not worried about your shot, and then you make a shot. But as much as anything, you know, taking a matchup with Oubre, who was on the edge coming times, you know, 7-8 rebounds I think he had. So there's lots of ways to impact the game, and I just thought he played with a competitive fire that stood out relative to some of the games that he's played previously. Him raising that level, we need that, and he needs that. I think it's true for any player. When you throw yourself into the game and you're out there competing and you're defending, you know, the rest of the game has a way of kind of presenting itself and you become more instinctive. So I was happy with how you played last night and wanted to keep doing it.
You mentioned acclimated players a couple of times. Since he's been there, CJ has been part of sort of the finishing group for the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
What did you hope from him in terms of finishing games, what have you seen from him in that role?
Yeah, it's interesting. That's by far our best lineup from a plus minus standpoint. That way, in that lineup, you know, you could make an argument that we should start that lineup. You know, I don't. So it kind of goes to my point before about rotations and situations and, you know, how can we best use CJ if we're not playing Portland minutes. So having him in a good place at the end of the game, I think he really steadies us, you know. Jalen's obviously been, you know, really good in the situations. CJ's experience, his ability to handle the ball, his ability to create a shot or create for other people, is something that, you know, our team needs that. I think he's our best pick-and-roll player. So it makes sense to have him and hopefully have him, you know, relatively fresh, you know, at the end of the game. That's kind of how we've. That's how we try to sell the rotations in those respects.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.